It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. We have word today on what U.S. intelligence agencies think of the situation in Iraq. Their findings are contained in a document that's been anticipated for months. It describes an increasingly dangerous situation where the U.S. has little control. And it says that sectarian violence is outstripping al-Qaeda as a threat. NPR's Mary Louise Kelly reports on intelligence issues and joins us now in our studio to talk about the new report. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
And Mary Louise, I gather the report paints a grim picture.
It does. The title pretty much sets the tone, and the title is Prospects for Iraq's Stability, A Challenging Road Ahead. So the estimate judges that the situation in Iraq is perilous, that it may well continue to get worse, that sectarian violence, as you mentioned, Iraqi on Iraqi, is the biggest problem right now. And it also talks a little bit about the role that Iran is playing. It says that Iran is making the situation worse. What we don't know is quite how much detail the estimate provides on the role that Iran is playing. What's been released publicly today is just over 3 pages. It's the conclusion section. We don't have access to the full classified document, which runs dozens of pages and presumably gives a lot more detail on some of these things.
You know, now there's been a fair amount of debate over whether Iraq is or is not in a civil war. Does this intelligence estimate weigh in on that?
It does. It uses the term civil war, and it says civil war is an accurate description of key elements of the conflict. If you're talking about people who have been displaced, if you're talking about the ethnic and sectarian violence that we mentioned. But overall, it judges that the term civil war actually doesn't go far enough, that it doesn't capture the complexity of what's going on in Iraq, because you also have, for example, Shia on Shia violence. You have al-Qaeda attacks, of course, ongoing against U.S. forces, and you have a lot of violence that is just common criminals who are taking advantage of the poor security situation there.
When it gets right down to it, and when it comes to policymakers, does this report mean much?
I think this will certainly come into play in the debate unfolding on the Hill over the Iraq resolutions. I mean, the Democrats are going to try to portray this as evidence that the Bush administration policy in Iraq has failed. The White House, of course, does not see things that way, and they have already been out this morning arguing the contrary, that this new assessment is compelling evidence that President Bush was right to change strategy and to order more than 21,000 new troops into Iraq. One other interesting dynamic in all of this is what precedent this may set. Releasing even a portion of an NIE, which is a very highly classified document, is unusual. It's getting more common. This is the third time this administration has done it, and we know, for example, there are 2 more estimates in the pipeline on Iran that are supposed to be out this spring. It's hard to imagine that with all of the interest in Iran and the situation there right now, that there isn't going to be pressure to continue releasing these estimate sections of these documents.
One person who will be paying close attention to this report is Mike McConnell. He's been tapped for the top job in U.S. intelligence, and he's testified before a Senate panel just yesterday.
That's right. He had his confirmation hearing yesterday. And it went pretty smoothly, but clearly there was no question that he's going to have to hit the ground running. We can listen in on one exchange, for example, between Admiral McConnell and Senator Dianne Feinstein, the California Democrat. She was asking for his views on this new Iraq NIE, both the classified and declassified versions.
Have you reviewed those documents?
No, ma'am, I have not.
You haven't?
No, ma'am.
Well, that I must say I'm rather surprised by that.
So we had McConnell right after that exchange promising that he would read up on this document as quickly as possible. And no doubt he's spending this morning, as we have been, poring over this new NIE.
Well, speaking about Mike McConnell, Mary Louise, is there any question that he will be confirmed? This was a pretty easy confirmation hearing.
A pretty easy hearing. He's seen as a solid candidate, solid intelligence experience. No major controversies in his past, so no, I don't think there'll be tremendous debate. I think we'll get a vote pretty quickly, and we will see Mike McConnell installed as the new Director of National Intelligence.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
NPR's intelligence correspondent, Mary Louise Kelly, and you can read the declassified version of the intelligence estimate on Iraq at our website, npr.org.